ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਪਦ ਪੰਕਜ ਬੰਦਨ, ਪਦ ਪੰਕਜ ਬੰਦਨ। ਸਿਮਰੋ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੋਖ ਨਿਕੰਦਨ, ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਗੁਰ ਹਿਰਦੈ ਤਿਆਵੋ ਜੀ, ਹਿਰਦੈ ਤਿਆਵੋ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਵੋ, ਗੁਰ ਅਰਜਨ ਬਿਗਨਨ ਕੇ ਨਾਸਕ, ਬਿਗਨਨ ਕੇ ਨਾਸਕ। ਹਰ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸੁਭ ਸੁਮਤ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ਕ, ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਿ ਰਾਏ ਨਾਮੋ ਕਰ ਜੋਰੀ, ਨਾਮੋ ਕਰ ਜੋਰੀ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਿ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਮਨਾਏ ਬਹੋਰੀ, ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਪਰਮ ਕਿਰਪਾਲਾ ਜੀ, ਪਰਮ ਕਿਰਪਾਲਾ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਬਿਸਾਲਾ, ਤਰੋ ਤਰਾ ਪਰ ਪੁਨ ਪੁਨ ਸੀਸਾ ਜੀ, ਪੁਨ ਪੁਨ ਸੀਸਾ। ਬੰਦੋ ਬਾਰ ਬਾਰ ਜਗਦੀਸਾ ਦੋਹਰਾ, ਜਿਸ ਮਹਿ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਗਿਆਨ ਹੈ ਮਾਨਕ ਭਗਤ ਵਿਰਾਗ, ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਉਦਦ ਬੰਦੋ ਕਰ ਅਨੁਰਾਗ। ਬੇਸਮਾਰ ਅਥਾਹ ਅਗਣਤ ਅਤੁਲੈ, ਜਿਉ ਬਲਾਵ ਹੋ ਤਿਉ ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਬੋਲੈ। ਬੇਸਮਾਰ ਅਥਾਹ ਅਗਣਤ ਅਤੁਲੈ, ਜਿਉ ਬਲਾਵ ਹੋ ਤਿਉ ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਬੋਲੈ। ਹਉ ਵਾਰ ਵਾਰ ਜਾਓ ਗੁਰ ਗੋਪਾਲ, ਮੋਹੇ ਨਿਰਗੁਣ ਤੁਮ ਪੂਰਨ ਦਾਤੇ, ਦੀਨਾ ਨਾਥ ਦਿਆਲ। ਉਠਤ ਬੈਠਤ ਸੋਵਤ ਜਾਗਤ, ਜੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਨ ਤਨ ਮਾਲ। ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਪਿਆਸ ਬਹੁਤ ਮਨ ਮੇਰਾ, ਨਾਨਕ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਹਾਲ। ਉਠਤ ਬੈਠਤ ਸੋਵਤ ਜਾਗਤ, ਜੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਨ ਤਨ ਮਾਲ। ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਪਿਆਸ ਬਹੁਤ ਮਨ ਮੇਰਾ, ਨਾਨਕ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਹਾਲ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਭਾਈ ਸਾਧ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ, ਉਹ ਵੈਰੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਫੋਰਚੁਨੇਟ, ਵੈਰੀ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਟ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਅਕੈਡਮੀ ਸੈਟਰਡੇ ਈਵਨਿੰਗ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਐਵਰੀ ਵੀਕ। ਐਜ਼ ਪਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਅਕੈਡਮੀ ਟ੍ਰੈਡੀਸ਼ਨ, ਬਿਫੋਰ ਵੀ ਬਿਗਿਨ ਔਰ ਵਿਚਾਰ, ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਪੁੱਟ ਯੂਰ ਧਿਆਨ ਇਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, and give me your seas, so whatever is presented today in today's program is according to Guru Sahib's Gursikhi, Guru Sahib's Gurmat, and not from my own Manmat. So please give me your seesa, put your dhyan in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, and one more time say, Wahe Guru Ji Ka Khalsa, Wahe Guru Ji Ki Fateh. Sat Sangat Ji, usually when Katha Vichar begins, at any Gurdwara Sahib in this entire world, it's important for the person who's speaking to remind the Sangat that we are very fortunate to have that opportunity to come together and to learn about Gurmat, Gursikhi. Usually when Katha begins, the Katha Bhajak usually says, Aap ji de change bhaag ho Sat Sangat Ji. And they always say, ਚੰਗੇ ਭਾਗਾਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ, ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਮਿਲੀ ਆ। ਦੇ ਯੂਜਲੀ ਸੇ ਦੋਜ਼ ਟਰਮਸ ਐਜ਼ ਦੇ ਬਿਗਿਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਕਥਾ, ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਐਜ਼ ਵਨ ਕਮਸ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੰਗਤ, ਦੇਅਰ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਇਨ ਮੈਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਥਾਟਸ, ਦੇ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਥਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਮੈਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਥਿੰਗਸ, ਬਟ ਇਨ ਓਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਐਵਰੀ ਵਨ ਐਟ ਵਨ ਲੈਵਲ ਔਫ ਸ਼ਾਂਤ ਐਂਡ ਟੂ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਐਵਰੀ ਵਨਸ ਕੋਨਸਨਟ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਵਿਚਾਰ, ਇਟਸ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਦੈਟ। So Sahil Singh Ji, as we begin, even though a lot of you come here on a weekly basis, phir bhi Sahil Singh Ji, it's very important for us to thank Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj that we are given this opportunity to come together, listen to Guru Sahib Ji's Gurmat, and with Guru Sahib Ji's Kirpa, we can be able to walk down this marg, this path of Guru Sikhi. Because it's Saturday night, and most people, I shouldn't say most people, many people in this world, they are spending their time in other duties and other responsibilities and other activities. And that word should come, is kind of highlighted, they're spending their time. If you have a certain amount of money, you spend it, it's gone. The same way, Sahil Singh Ji, we have time, we're spending our time. It's up to you where you want to spend it. Apna sama jehda assi kharch rahe hain, we're giving it away. So thode te hai Sahil Singh Ji, where you want to spend your time. But it's with great kirpa that you will come to this program. Any program, any time where you come to Guru Granth Sahib Ji Darbar, or even a program like this where Sangat comes together to learn about Guru Sikhi. So we should thank Guru Sahib Ji for that opportunity. Sahil Singh Ji, Bhai Pradeep Singh has requested Das to do Seva. And I had asked Pradeep Singh what topic we should talk about today. And he said anything that you feel is important. So today's program, Sahil Singh Ji, with Guru Sahib Ji's Kirpa, what we want to do is make your experience in Sangat, whether it's here at the academy or anytime at the Gurdwara Sahib, we want to make your experience, that time period that you spend there, and we want to enhance it so you can get more bakshish, so you can become even get more laha. And we're going to take steps and learn from Guru Sahib Ji and take baby steps to better our jivan, to change our mindset, to change our thinking process. What can we do better so we can learn more from our time that we spend? As Bhai Pradeep Singh Ji usually begins the program, this, as you can see here, this mangal which is on the screen here, it's read out. This mangal is, mangal means the beginning shabad, or you can read a shabad, or even a kavita you can read, or any poetry relating to Gurmat. The reason why a mangal is read is once again to get everyone's mind and their dhyan and focus it on the katha that's going to begin, on the vichar that's going to begin. And a lot of gursikhs, what they do is, well, a lot of gurdwara sahibs in the evening time, they have katha from Sri Gur Pratap Sur Prakash Granth. And this mangal is read before katha of Sur Prakash begins. All of our 10 Guru Sahib Ji's and Tan Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj Ji da unadi vidai kiti gayi hai is mangal vich. So when you hear this mangal, usually it means history katha or Sur Prakash katha is going to begin. And it's once again, it's there to control your mind and bring it closer to Guru Sahib Ji's dhyan and charan. Bhai Pradeep Singh Ji and many Gurmukhs, they do katha of Sri Gur Pratap Sur Prakash Granth. There's so much we can learn from this granth, so much. It's written by a great Mahan Kavi, a great poet Gursikh named Kavi Pai Santokh Singh Ji. You may have seen this picture. And what happened is, Bhai Pradeep Singh actually mentioned this many times, so I'm not going to go into too much detail. But a lot of the history that is written in this granth is actually written down during Guru Sahib Ji's times, from Baba Ram Kaur Ji, and who got a lot of his notes from Baba Buddha Sahib Ji as well too. And Kavi Santokh Singh Ji, he wrote in poetry. He made it rhyme. He wrote Guru Sahib Ji's history, and not just history. Usually when people think about Sur Prakash, they think about history. There's so much in this granth, so much. It's hard to understand, even to explain what is in this granth. And when katha is done at the Gurdwara Sahibs, it can take 5 or 6 years to do the entire katha of Sur Prakash, if it's done properly. It's not something you want to run through and speed through it. And if those Gurmukhs are very lucky, they get to listen to the entire katha of Sri Gur Pratap Sur Prakash. And Kavi Santokh Singh Ji has done so much seva for the Panth. And today's vichar that we're going to discuss today is actually from this granth as well too. And it'll be proof to us that it's not just history, it's not just Sakhiya. There are so many valuable lessons and guidelines for our life as a Gursikh that we can learn from this Granth. So Sath Sangat Ji, as we begin today's vichar, is one thing I'd like to keep in your, I'd like you to think about. When you come to the Gurdwara Sahib, there could be kirtan going on, katha or paath. And as a Gursikh, when we come, as a member of the Sangat, we come and sit down, the most important thing we should be focusing on that time is listening. Dhyan, dhyana, sunana. And what we're listening to. That's the most important thing we should be doing. But as we've discussed many times, our mind is always wandering away, thinking about other things. And sometimes, even though you're sitting down, you're thinking about something else. You're totally gone in another direction. You're thinking about something else. And your time spent sitting down, it may not be fully worthwhile as much as it should be. This used to happen during our 10 Guru Sahibs as well too. Because every single person has a mind. And our mind has a habit of wandering away and thinking about other thoughts. So what happens, Sath Sangat Ji, as we begin today's vichar, what I want you to do is the sikhya, the vidya that we get from here, I want you to think about your own life as well too. Compare it to yourself as we go through today's vichar. During our sixth Guru's time, Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj, Sangat used to come and gather and listen to Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji's katha, and they used to come together and do kirtan. And Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj used to sit on the takht, just like you can see in this picture. Sangat used to come, and they would be very quiet. People wouldn't talk. Look, Sangat vich dar vi hunda si. Shimme passe ji baithe ya, takht te baithe ya, Guru Sahib Ji sade wal dekhde ya. Guru Sahib Ji knows what's in our heart, what's in our mind, what we're thinking about. So there was a level of dar, a level of fear. And at the same time, there were many other centers of Sikhi set up as well too. There was Sangat even in all the way up back in Kabul, Kandahar, Afghanistan, the city of Kabul, Kandahar. Sangat was there as well too. Sangat was even east in Patna Sahib, those areas as well too. And there were many Gursikh Pracharaks, Gursikhs that used to do katha and paath in these various areas, various Gurdwara Sahibs, you can say. One time, when Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj was sitting on their takht, Sangat was there, 10 Gursikhs, Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Paas aaye. And they had a benti, they had a request. Guru Sahib Ji ne benti kiti. Those three Gursikhs were named Pai Tulsiya, Pai Taktu Tir, and Pai Tirath Upal. So they came to Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, and they said, Guru Sahib Ji, benti aik. We have a question. We need your help. And they said, Guru Sahib Ji, jadon katha vachak katha karde hunde ya, asi sangat vich baithe hunne ya. When we're listening to katha, we have a hard time getting our mind to become shant. Sada man shant nahi hunda. Sada man tikda nahi. Our mind is always running away, and we can't fully get the ananda from the katha. Our mind is not shant. Can you help us? Tusi sanu dass sakde han Guru Sahib Ji ki kariye? How can we control this mind? So those three Gursikhs came to Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. This entire sakhi in a lot of detail is written in Surah Prakash. So we're starting from there. So remember, in this program, even though we're going to talk about the sakhi, how much depth and detail is in Surah Prakash, it's really hard to go through that today. There's so much details. So Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj replied. They said, okay, this is a very good, valid question. And they said, there are some things I want the Sangat to know about. There are some qualities that I want each person to have. Koi gun hege ya, jide harek prani, harek srote vich hone chahide ya. There are some qualities that each person who's listening should have. But there are also some qualities that the speaker, the kathavachak, should have as well too. But today, in today's vichar, we're only going to talk about the qualities that the listener should have. Sangat vich jira srota ya. So Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj said there are 14 qualities that we're going to discuss. 14 gun ya, jide harek srote vich hone chahide ya. ਜੇ ਉਹ ਗਿਆਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਆ, ਲਾਹਾ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ, ਵਿੱਦਿਆ ਪੜ੍ਹਨੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ, ਜੇ ਉਹ ਨਿਹਾਲ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ. ਇਫ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਗਿਆਨ, ਇਫ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਲਾਹਾ. ਲਾਹਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਸਪਿਰਚੁਅਲ ਬੈਨੀਫਿਟ, ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਕਲੋਸਰ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ, ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਕਿਰਪਾ. ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਦੈਟ ਕਿਰਪਾ, ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਦੀਜ਼ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀਜ਼. ਈਚ ਪਰਸਨ ਹੂ ਕਮਸ ਟੂ ਸੰਗਤ, ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਦੀਜ਼ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀਜ਼ ਇਨਸਾਈਡ ਆਫ ਯੋਰ ਮਾਇੰਡ, ਇਨਸਾਈਡ ਆਫ ਯੋਰ ਹਾਰਟ, ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਇੰਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ. So Sadh Sangat Ji, remember the question put forth was these three Gursikhs said during katha time, katha de vele, sada man ni shant hoya. So Guru Sahib Ji ne eh jere 14 gun dasse a, eh srote vaste katha ja vichar vele ode sambandh vich dasse a. So if you are a Gursikh and you come to the Gurdwara Sahib and there's katha going on, or even if you're sitting at home and a Gursikh comes to your house and you want to ask them questions, you want to do vichar with them, these same 14 qualities apply. So anytime you are in discussion with a Gursikh, you have to have these 14 qualities. Not just at the Gurdwara Sahib. Keval Gurdwara Sahib nahi, jithe vi jaoge tusi jana aa, tusi thonu eh 14 gun zaruri aa, Guru Sahib Ji keh rahe han. So these are the 14 qualities that we're going to be discussing today. This is the main basis of today's vichar. The reason why a picture of Baba Tarkasan Ji is put there, because Baba Ji was a Puran Gurmukh Gursikh. And they are a great example for us to follow. So Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji Maharaj told the entire Sangat. They began by telling the first quality. Pehla gun keda aya? Jo harek Gurmukh srote vich hona chahida. The word srota means listener. Asi Sangat vich, we come to listen in the Sangat, right? So the first gun, Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji Maharaj says, he says, as a listener, whoever you're listening to, you have to have sharda and respect for the speaker. Because not everybody can become a kathavachak. You can't just come into the Gurdwara, sit on stage and start speaking. You have to have a qualification. Das is not a kathavachak. I'm just here, I got the gyan from the Singhs, I'm just speaking whatever the Singhs told me. But I'm talking about those gyani Singhs. The word gyani is a very respected word. And we have to earn that. We have to get a lot of vidya, go through a lot of training. So Guru Sahib Ji then kya to the Sangat. As a listener, Sangat vich baithe ha tusi, sab to pehla jehra kathavachak hove, ja even if any Gursikh you're talking to, you have to have respect and sharda for what they're saying. Give respect to what they're saying. Take it seriously. And we should have a sense of interest to listen to the vichar. And usually when someone is interested, their dhyan is in that person. They're either looking at that person or their eyes are closed and they're putting all the dhyan in what the katha and the vichar is. So this first rule, this first quality, you can say the gist of it is dhyan and interest. Cha hona chahida sada. And it even says man bachan karm. So man means obviously what you're thinking about. You should have a good positive thought towards the bulara, towards the speaker. Positive thoughts. Bachan, if you ever say anything, it should be a good thing. You shouldn't do nindya of that speaker, of that kathavachak, of that gurmukh. And karam, anything you do, any action you do, should be positive, in a positive light. So the first gun, first quality Guru Sahib Ji kende han, you have to have that respect to what the kathavachak is saying and even towards that gurmukh. And if you think about it, if there's somebody that we don't like or somebody we don't respect, you're not going to listen to that person carefully. And as a gurmukh, we're not supposed to have any nafrat, any hatred towards anybody. Guru Sahib Ji continues, and they said the second quality, don't have any hankar. Hankar ni rakhna. Any ego, any pride that you think that I'm good, get rid of it. And one example is, imagine a person is sitting in the darbar, they're listening to katha. They shouldn't think, main ta changa sikhya, main Gurdwara Sahib aa gaya, main ta katha sunda aa, baki ki pata nahi sunde, main changa aa. Don't think that way. Apne man vich hankar na aave, main ta Gurdwara Sahib aaya, I've come to the Gurdwara Sahib, how many other people come here? No, eh gal apne man vich nahi rakhni, hankar nahi rakhna, and be humble. And Sahasangaji, as we've learned before, when we come to the Gurdwara Sahib, If we are like, imagine each of you, each and every one of you, imagine you are like, let's say a bata, a sarvalo bata, okay? It's your choice, your decision is, are you, is your sarvalo bata facing up or is it upside down? Because Guru Sahib Ji is going to give you bakshish regardless. Every person who sits in Sangat, unate kirpa honi honi. But it's your decision. Do you want to become a, do you, are you, is your intention of becoming a gurmukh or is your intention of becoming a manmukh? In which direction is your bata facing? Up or down? That's your faisala as well too. Because you come to the Gurdwara Sahib with a pavana, with an intention. With what intention are you sitting down? Are you distracted yourself and distracting others, or are you here to learn? These qualities, these guna that Guru Sahib is explaining, they have that main intention, and that's very common in all of them. What is your intention? The third quality, third guna that Guru Sahib Ji Maharaj is telling the Sangat is believe in the words of the speaker with faith and sharda. Jo kende ya, jakeen karo, believe it. And every time they say something, don't be doubting, okay, is that true? Is that not true? That's not a good mindset, Guru Sahib Ji says. Don't analyze and filter it. Filter meaning everything they say, you're going to think about it. Okay, is that right? Is that wrong? Eh jehdi vichar ya, eh nahi man ch rakhni. Man vich sharda hove, main sikhna ya. I'm here to learn. And jehde gurmukh katha vachak hunde ya, main unna toh sikhna ya. At the bottom, we've written a note. Gurmat. Of course, it's a responsibility of that person doing the vichar, whether it's a kathabajik or even if you're sitting and going to somebody's house and you're talking to somebody about gurmat vichar, that person should stay within gurmat. Apne man di khayal nahi dasne chahiye onu. And say, this is what sikhi is. Jo sikhi ya saath sangat ji, we have to stay within the boundaries. And once they start getting in their own opinions, jo apne vichar dasan lag paya koi, fir vakri gal hai. Jo gurmat di gal ho rahi hai, then Sadh Sangat Ji, you have to keep the faith in Sharda. For example, jide pindran wale mahapurkh hoye aa, gurmukh ehi kende aa, jo oh kende aa Sadh Sangat Ji, tusi bina khoj, bina taiyari to unna te pura vishwas kar sakde aa. Wherever the pindran wale mahapurkh used to say in katha, they had so much kamai, mahapurkh sige. At the same time, bakshish bhi bahut si unna te, whatever they said, sach, keval sach hi hunda si, it was always true. They never said anything out of the boundary of gurmat. So this third gun, believing in the words of the speaker, having faith in Sharda, not doubting everything they're saying. You want your experience at the Gurdwara Sahib, whether it's katha or even if you're doing vichar with somebody, you want to learn. You want to gather the information. Gyan katha karna chahunde ya tusi shanka nahi karida. The chautha gun is regardless of your intelligence, don't go and start correcting somebody, correcting the speaker or trying to show off. And this happens actually. We have our own belief system. And maybe if you're going to the Gurdwara Sahib and this katha going on, after someone's going to walk up to the kathavachak and say, what does this mean? Or why did you do that? Or why did you say this? That's not a sign of nimrta. That's not a sign of humility. And we have to, Guru Sahib Ji says in this chautha guna not to do that. Not to have, put your own intelligence, put it away. Whatever you believe, listen to Guru Sahib Ji's Upadesh, whether it's in history or Gurbani or Kirtan. And not to say, this is what I believe, this is what I believe, apni mama jehdi oh chhadni paini, apni mat tyagni paindi. And a lot of you have heard this example many, many times before. Prasad Sangat Ji, if you've ever, maybe some of you children are younger, so I'll give you a school example. When you do, let's say you have do an assignment, and your teacher gives you a good mark, they usually give you a stamp or maybe a sticker. I'm not sure about now, but they used to give us stamps back in the day. I'm not sure if they have those nowadays, right? But they give you a stamp, like good job or something. If you look at the stamp, if you look at the actual stamp, not the piece of paper, everything is backwards. Akkhar putthe hunde aa on the stamp. Then they put it on the ink pad, and then they put it on your piece of paper. The letters are written backwards. But the letters only become straight when you put it on the paper, when the teacher puts it on the paper. The same way, Satsang Ji, ehi udharan ditti jandi hai. This example is given, pe jedi matte hai saadi, our intellect, our thinking, our way of thinking, our belief system is putha. Saadi mat vi putthi hai. We're always thinking negatively, or we're probably thinking about wrong things, our mind is running around. Saadi mat vi putthi hai. And Satsang Ji, just like that stamp, it's backwards. So how does it become straight? Eh mat jedi je putthi hai, siddhi kivein hundi hai, theek kivein hundi hai, how? If you come, and just like a stamp, you plant it down, the same way, if you come to the darbar of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, you say, Satguru aage sees peet deho, je Satguru sacha paave. You give up everything. Apna tan man tan, Guru Sahib Ji nu de do. You give your mind, body, everything. But not just that, most importantly, you give up your intellect. You give up your belief system. And what do you do with your mind, with your head? Because your brain is in your, located in your head. The brain, which is your control center, the headquarters of your entire body, is located in your head. But what do you do to your head when you get to the Gurdwara Sahib? You plant it on the lowest possible area, which is the ground. Thalle dharti te rakhna sir. Jo sab to mera vadda keemti cheez hai Guru Sahib Ji, oh main thalle sutna. I'm zero. I'm nothing. And what happens to our putti mat, our putti stamp in our brain, in our mind? It becomes siddhi. Once you place your matha on Guru Sahib Ji's charan, although eh mat jehdi putthi hai siddhi hundi hai, when you give up your mat, you abandon it. Eh mat, eh soch rakhni is very important. When you come to the Gurudwara Sahib, you hear a sakhi, it doesn't make sense to you, don't doubt it. That's disrespect of Guru Sahib Ji. Instead of doubting something, instead of questioning something, think to yourself, you know what, I don't have the understanding for this yet. Maybe I can go and talk to that Gursikh later on, or maybe I can start reading some books or start reading some Pat and doing Ardas to Guru Sahib Ji, so maybe I can understand. But instead of saying, oh, you know what, that doesn't make sense to me, that's not possible. Edda ni sochi da. So this is in the chautha guna, Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj, e gal dhrad karaunde ya. They're making this pakki inner, this thought, they want this to become very solid. Regardless of your intelligence, jo bhi tode man de khyal aya, tyag karo. Abandon your intelligence. And don't go showing off and correcting the speaker or the gurmukh saying, I know this, I know that. E gala shaddo. It's very important to be humble. And Satsang Ji, if you show up to Guru Sahib Ji's darbar as a beggar, if you show up as a beggar, then Guru Sahib Ji will fill your choli. You show up as a beggar. But if you show up and you think you know everything, then and you're already rich, you show up as a proud person, then perhaps Guru Sahib Ji may not bless you as much. Well, the Guru Sahib jaante hai. But once again, bhavana means intention. What is in your mind when you go to the Gurdwara? What is going on in your mind? With what thought process are you entering even the academy here? When you come here for the Saturday night program, to see kedi sochna aune itthe. Oh, it's Saturday night, I'm going to go to the academy, and I won't be able to do this for 4 hours because I'm busy for the next 4 hours. 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock, I'm busy. Do you just do it? Bro, what thought process do you come here with? Are you excited? Pehle gun vich Guru Sahib Ji says you should be excited. And respect and sharda, so what I'm going to learn. Is your mind prepared? These qualities, put them to test in your own lifestyle right now, today. Apne mann vich socho ki main karda idda, do I do this? If you do it, continue doing it. And if you don't, try to improve. So we're going to give you guys a 5 minute break, and then we're going to continue this starting from the fifth quality onwards. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa. Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. So, as we continue today's vichar, I'm going to quickly, over like 30 seconds, go over the first four again. So, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj Sangat Nu Das Rahe Han, 14 qualities every Gursikh who is listening should have. Whether you're listening to Katha Vichar, or if you're just talking to a Gurmukh, or you're sitting with 5 or 6 Gurmukhs and you're doing vichar together about Sikhi. Kere khyal, what gun, what quality should each person have when they're listening? Just going to touch over them really quickly. Some people may have come at the break. Pehli gal eh, you should have sharda and respect for the speaker. The person who's speaking, whether they're a gurmukh or anyone who they are, show that respect to that person and the message that they're going to be delivering to you, because guru the message, guru di sikhi, it's not that person's own they're not starting something new. They're simply explaining to you Guru Sahib Ji de Sakhiyan or Gurmat di gal. You should be thankful to that person because Guru Sahib Ji na jod reya. So show that person respect. And show a sense of interest when you're listening. How can you show a sense of interest? You should be saavdhan hoke baina. When you sit up, when you sit down, be alert. And show that person the interest and you're more likely to focus on that task. Second, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj tells, the Sangat is not to have hankar or ego. I've come to the Gurdwara Sahib, I've come to the program, I'm good and I'm better than others. Put your hankar, leave it away. Put it away. Come with humility. Third quality. Gurd means quality. Guru Sahib Ji wants you to have these qualities as a listener. Believe in the words of the speaker, the person who's speaking, believe in the upadesh, believe in the sikhya of Guru Sahib Ji that they're sharing with you. And not doubt everything, doubt anything. And once again, the note at the bottom is, within Gurmat, that person should be speaking in Gurmat. And Gurmati jado gal ho rahi hai, sit there and listen and take it in. Don't put a filter up and say, I'm not going to believe in that, I'm going to believe that part. Because sometimes in Sangat, sometimes in Katha or Vichar, we may hear something which it may be hard to take in because you're not maybe able to make that step. And you feel like, you know, I don't want to listen to that part because I'm not ready to do it yet. No, whatever you sikhya meldi hai, take it in and show respect and believe it. Chautha Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji says is put your intelligence away. Your own understanding, your mat, put it away. Apni mat nu tyago. Abandon your intelligence, come to the Gurdwara Sahib as a true student. Open your mind and take in Guru Sahib Ji's blessings and vidya, knowledge. Take it in. And don't be saying, you know what, that part's wrong. Idda ni sochna. The fifth guna, because we did four before the break. Fifth guna is the listener should have the ability to understand the katha. Now, some example of this is jai hun katha chal rahi hai Punjabi vich. You as a listener, you should have the ability to understand the Punjabi. And if you can't understand, because you go to the Gurdwara Sahib, mainu samjhe nahi aundi Punjabi ki ho. Try to better yourself. Do something that you're able to learn. Hon asi program vich itthe English vich katha karde ha. But you know what? English, it doesn't do justice to the beauty of it as in Punjabi. Guru Sahib Ji's sikhi is beyant. You can't explain it in words. So Gurmukhs have tried to do it in Punjabi. But even in some of us, we don't understand Punjabi, so now we're explaining that part in English. So you're losing the concentration level. You're losing the swad of it. As you go and go and you go into English, why are we talking in English? So you can love Sikhi enough, have enough pyar for Sikhi, that you go like, main hun katha sunya karni Punjabi wali katha sunni. Hun main jyada katha sunya karni. That English is just a temporary thing. It's hard to find English katha vachaks. You're not going to have a Pradeep Singh living in your house. Maybe some of you, I don't know, right? But we'd be very fortunate to have that. But you can't. Punjabi vich tak liao. How many examples are there, or how many words are there to explain Vaheguru? There's Nirankar, there's Bakshanhar, there's Niranjan, there's Pagwan. There's obviously Vaheguru, there's Ram. So many different words. Each word has this unique expression of Vaheguru. Vaheguru is Bakshanhar. Vaheguru is Niranjan. Vaheguru is Nirankar, Parmeshwar, Ishwar. All these different words. But when you see it in a Sikhi to the max, what does it say? God. Or it says the Lord. Already, all of this beautiful explanation, katha, is already being cut down in English. So English, suno, samjo, but bring it towards Punjabi. So Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji kende ya, as a listener, thode vich samartha honi chahidi hai, you should have the ability to be able to understand it. If you don't, work on yourself. Work on it. And now there's some words that are in Gurmukhi. we can say Khalsa language. Hun Singh kehnde assi samundar chakde ha. Some people think samundar means ocean water or ocean. And people will be like, eh, the ocean water peende ha, main tan nahi behna ni ide naal. But thing is, you have to realize Gurmukhi boli is, that means garam jal or garam hot milk. So you have to make yourself get that vidya, get that knowledge to be able to understand. Because if you don't, you're not going to fully get the, you're not going to get the full ras out of the katha. And don't just say, wow, the katha was great, but you don't understand it. This is very important. Guru Sahib Ji, even though this point is short, is samratha honi chahiye katha samjhne vaste, but the point is so big in our life. And in the start, you can listen to a recording of katha in Punjabi. You may, for a first year, you may not understand it fully. But I guarantee you, every time you listen to it, you're going to pick up a few new words every time. But you have to start somewhere. But if you say, you know what, I don't know Punjabi, I don't understand it, it's too deep for me, I'm not even going to try, you're losing out. So, jarur koshish karo. The sixth point, Guru Sahib Ji says, if you're going to ask questions to the Kathavajik or the Gurmukh, you should know which questions to ask. There should be productive questions that they benefit your jivan. And you're not going to go and trick the person, or you're not going to test the person, because that's disrespect of the Balara. Disrespect. Because sometimes what happens is we know one or two things, we have a little bit of Sikhi knowledge, and after, you know, the Katha's done, we're going to walk up to the person and be like, you know, do you know this? Do you know what this means? Do you know what that means? And we're going to see if the person knows. Inu chatrai kende, inu, you can call it trickery. You can call it being clever. It's not a good bhavana. It's not a humble soch. So ask those questions with a good heart that you truly, truly want to learn. And even usually the Gurmukh, if you talk to them, they can tell by your tone, by the expression on your face, by the use of words, what your intention is. And if your intention isn't positive, they may not even tell you much of an answer. But if you truly want to learn something, ask a question that you don't disrespect the speaker. And it's more fitting, if you are going to ask a question about the katha that you just heard, or about Gurbani, about Sikh history, Guru Sahib Ji ki history. And Sahas Sangat Ji, at the same time, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to ask a question. You don't have to go to the speaker after a katha program and say, Menu aa dasso. You can, first of all, you should ask your question to Guru Sahib Ji, Dur Das. And many of your questions will be answered in Guru Sahib Ji's Hukum Nama. Hun Sahas Sangat Ji, itthe ik hor vi gal dass diye. ਕਈ ਬੰਦੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਮੈਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਸਵਾਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੁੱਛ ਸਕਦਾ ਆਈ ਕੈਨਟ ਆਸਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਹਾਊ ਇਜ਼ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਗੋਇੰ ਆਨਸਰ ਮਾਈ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਹਾਊ ਕੈਨ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਇਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਬਟ ਲੈਟਸ ਗਿਵ ਐਨ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਹੇਅਰ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਯੂ ਵਾਕ ਅਪ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂਜ਼ਲੀ ਅ ਡੈਸਕ ਦੇਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਸੈਕਰਟਰੀ ਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਦੇਰ ਯੂ ਸੇ ਯੂ ਗਿਵ ਯੂਰ ਨੇਮ ਯੂ ਗਿਵ ਯੂਰ ਕੇਅਰ ਕਾਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਲਾਈਕ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਸੀਟ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਸਿਟ ਡਾਊਨ. You wait till your turn. One by one, people go see the doctor. The doctor asks them, what's your problem? What's going on? What's wrong with you? They tell the doctor their problem, and the doctor gives them a medicine, or he gives them a solution for each person, one-on-one. But as a Gursikh, if you have a question in your mind, you have something that's bothering you, you have a worry, how many people come and matate to Guru Granth Sahib Ji every day? So many people come, matatek, they have a question. Guru Granth Sahib Ji, I have this question. They matatek. Or they have a question while they're sitting down. If you ask Guru Granth Sahib Ji that question, how great is Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj? They're listening, they're speaking. They will answer thousands and thousands of different questions with one hukunama. Samrat Guru. They will answer all the Sangat's questions with one hukunama sahab. That is proof enough to us Guru Granth Sahib Ji is living. The Jyot of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, is Guru Granth Sahib Ji. No human being can do that. Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, beyond this asrir, a deh. Because through these guns that we're discussing, there are other things that we can branch off onto. That's why I want to mention that point. You have a question, you can ask the Gurmukh. But have respect, have qadr, have honor when you ask that question to them. Don't disrespect them. But of course, on a daily basis, roj, tusi ta guru sahib ji nu apne sawal puchho. Assi sikhna hai, we're going to learn. And ask a question with a truly an open heart and mind, and don't say, I'm only going to be happy if I get this answer. Be willing, adjust yourself. The seventh quality that Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji Maharaj wants each listener to have, they should have an understanding and knowledge of various granths, even other granths from other religions. It doesn't mean you have to become a vidwan. You have to become a scholar. You should know a basic understanding of what it is. For example, in katha, let's say somebody mentions the Bible, how the Christians have the Bible. You should be like, what's the Bible? You should know a little bit. Oh, the Bible is a Christian's, the holy scripture of the Christian religion. If someone talks about Ramayana, you should be like, oh yeah, Ramayana is the story, the life story of Ramchandra. These small things you should know. Are you going to have all of these qualities, these guna, in one day? Perhaps with Guru Sahib Ji's kirpa. But you're also working towards it in your life. I'm not saying, Guru Sahib Ji is not saying you have to go and become a total scholar of all these, but know what they are. You should know that the Quran Sharif is the holy scripture for the Muslims. You should know these things. So when they're mentioned in katha, you're not lost. You're not confused. You understand the meaning. You understand where the katha is going. Guru Sahib Ji dasde hai, eh jaruri hai, baki dharman di granthan bare, hor granthan bare, jankari honi chahidi. The eighth quality, Guru Sahib Ji says, aalas na rakho, which means don't be lazy. Show some urgency to listen to katha and be on time. For example, the Sumesh Darbar Gurdwara Sahib, 7 vaje katha hundi hai, Sur Prakash di, every evening except Mondays. Mondays simran hunda hai. If someone's going to go and listen to Suru Prakash Katha at the Sumesh Darbar and it's 6:30, they're sitting at home, they're just finishing the roti, they should know, Minu jana pana, main time sir jana. Main time sir pahunchna. Show some urgency. Whereas a person like, chalo, honaj, aaj na aaj, ye kalu chal junge, aur koi na paraam na chal junge. Whereas a person who really wants to learn, really wants to listen, they will say, I'm going to go early because there might be traffic on the way. And when I go sit there, I want to control my mind for 5-7 minutes before the katha begins, so my mind is focused. That's a good intention. You know, when you go to school, some of you are in elementary school and high school, so it's maybe different for you, but those of you that are in university or college, you have different courses in different buildings. It takes you a long time to go to the other course, or even a different campus. You will notice some students come to their class 10 minutes before the class. And some students come 10 minutes after the class. And look at the soch, look at the difference in the person's mind. Jira 10 minute pehla aake baitha hai, oda man shant hoga. I'm not guaranteeing you what's in their mind. Most likely, the probability is, oda man shant hoga, he or she is ready to take upon the teacher's lesson. But jira 10 minute baad jaya, they're huffing and puffing, they're looking at the kadi, they're answering a text or something, and they're so worried about finding a spot, they look embarrassed when they walk into the class, oda man saw passe dorda. They're more likely to not understand the first half hour of the lecture because their mind is still calm, getting calmed down. You know, kind of like a stove, the kitchen stove, when you turn it off, you know the round thing that they have, that little coil, it's red. When you turn it off, does it become cold just like that? No. Sama lagda unnu tikan nu. Isi tarah satsang ji, most people, their mind is like this. The reason why I say most people, because gurmukh bhi hunde, one of the mind tikya hi hunda. But most people's mind is like this. You need time, you need a mahal, you need shanti to calm down. That's why it's better to get there before. The same way Guru Sahib Ji dasde ya katha vaste srote or even any gurmat vichar, jire srote hunde ya the listener, eh gun bahut zaruri ya, aalas nahi rakhni. Aalas means laziness. Come on time. It controls your mind and you're more likely to remember what you learned. The ninth quality that Guru Sahib Ji says, susti na hove, neend nu control karo. Don't be sleepy when listening to vichar. Be alert. Saavdan hovo. Even your posture. Your posture. Guru Sahib kehnde saavdhan hovo. Saavdhan means to be alert, to sit upright as well too. If you're slouching, you're more likely to get tired quicker. But if you try to sit up with a straight back, believe it or not, it will make a difference. So koshish karo. I'm not guaranteeing everyone's physical condition here, but koshish karo. And also being sleepy in the darbar is also a distraction to others. If someone's falling asleep, most likely the little kids sitting on the side are going to start looking at the guy and pointing. And they're going to start giggling. We've all been there. We've all seen it. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, it's kind of early in the morning and somebody's tired. And their head starts to slowly go down like this. And then it goes like this. Could you fall asleep? And then the person wakes up and they realize, I've just been caught sleeping. And then they're like, yes, okay, take it. Move their head like that. They get ashamed. But same time, other people will look at you. And their concentration is going to be affected by you. So it's important to be alert and be, maybe that's what we're supposed to do, panjishnana before sitting in the darbar. Panjishnana karna chahida. And that's why most Gurudwara Sahibs, they have that area where you wash your feet. And then we get into argument when somebody says, Mata jaraba boniya, we're like, panjishnana kenu karna pehna, jaraba na panjishnana karni sakda. Take your jaraba off, go to panjishnana. Panjishnana means ishnana of five parts, your feet, hands, and face. Not ishnan panch times. We're not stopping you from doing that. Ki sharda kisi de gurmukhan di hundi aa. Rokna nahi thonu. But panch ishnana means hands, feet, and face. Why the face? So you don't fall asleep. It wakes you up. Not because you didn't take a shower in the morning. That you should have done anyways. But it makes you alert. You're not a distraction to yourself or others. Dhyan do. And also, Sasangaji, some of you Gurmukhs wear bana when you go to the Gurdwara. And I think it would be a disrespect to bana, Guru Sahib's roop as well too. If Singh bana vich hove, tenu neend aai jave. Changa nahi lagda. The 10th quality Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji Maharaj wants the Sangat to focus on. From whatever you listen to, obtain the qualities from the vichar. Listen, accept, and follow the lessons learned from the vichar. Suno pehla ki kehnde aa sangat vich. Suno, pay attention. The first step, if you're not paying attention, you're not going to understand it. So pay attention, listen, understand it, then accept it. Accept is hard for some people. Accept means, yes, it's sachya. Mainu karna chahida. And then follow means do it. Three-step process. Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji kehnde hukm aa. Eh sunno karna chahida. Dhyan naal suno, manno te karo. And note that katha should not be kanras. Kanras means, oh, I like to hear that story. You hear the story, and it's kind of like entertainment for you. You listen to the sakhi, you enjoy, you smile, then you go home and you do no change in you. Inu kanras kehnde aa. Or kirtan, jay tusi kirtan sunde aa, you're like, that vajja sounds really nice. That tune was so nice. You remember the tune bina the shabad? It's like, oh, shabad bohu sona si. Keda si? Pata nahi, but tune bohu soni si. That means kanras. You know, kanras kehnde aa, because it reaches your ear and that's it. It doesn't go into your heart. It doesn't go into your life. It doesn't change your life. Katha should not be kanras. And how do you respect the katha that you just listened to? Or the vichar that you listened to? Onu pullona. Don't forget it. Keep this number 10, this going in mind, because we're going to tell you a sakhi after. It's very important for you to understand this one. Remember, going number 10, quality number 10, Guru Sahib says, listen, accept, and follow the sikhya from the katha. Going number 11, Guru Sahib Ji ne ithe likhya, maaf karna, Surya Prakash Ji likhya, vand ke shako. That's what it said for going number 11. And I talked to Ganiji, one of the Ganiji sings. I'm like, Ganiji, what does that mean, vandke shako? If you're listening to katha, how can you vandke shako? I don't get it. They're like, shakna is to see vichar shakraya. You're taking in vichar, you're taking in Guru Sahib Ji's gyan. And they said, imagine you're sitting right over there, right in the front, and you're sitting in the Gurdwara Sahib, and somebody comes and they want to sit down, they can't find a spot. Move over. You're sharing your spot. That's one example. Some people like, don't pretend, they'll close your eyes and then they'll fake it, that's not sharing. That's being selfish. ਭਾਵਨਾ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਦੀ ਰੱਖੋ ਬਾਕੀ ਵੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਸੁਣ ਲਵੇ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸਾਖੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣੀ ਆ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਹੋਮ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਟਾਕ ਟੂ ਯਰ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਇਟ ਵਾਓ ਆਈ ਲਰਨਡ ਅ ਰੀਲੀ ਅਮੇਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਸਾਖੀ ਟੂਡੇ ਬਟ ਡੋਂਟ ਟੈਲ ਦਮ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗ ਗਈ ਨੋ ਟੈਲ ਦਮ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਸਿੱਖੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਆ ਜਾਓ ਸੁਣੋ ਜਾਂ ਔਰ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਫੋਰ ਦੈਟ ਮੂਮੈਂਟ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਟੈਲ ਯੂਰ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਔਰ ਯੂਰ ਬ੍ਰਦਰ ਯੂਰ ਸਿਸਟਰ ਔਰ ਐਨੀਬਾਡੀ ਫੋਰ ਦੈਟ ਮੂਮੈਂਟ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਸਨਸ ਧਿਆਨ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਵਿਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਟੈਲ ਇਟ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਟ ਇੰਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਸ਼ੇਅਰ ਦ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਨਾਟ ਟੂ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਆਫ And once again here, the motive behind vand ke shakna is, vand ke shakna for vichar is to inspire others. Bakiyan nu prerna, dujje nu prerna sikhi wale passe, jab vichar sun waste, Gurdwara Sahib aun waste. Phir tusi vi aao, aaj main katha vich aa sunya si. Have that intention. Guru Sahib ji dass deya, eh hai 11th gun. Number 12, Guru Sahib ji says, when a speaker speaks according to Gurmat, ਉਦੋਂ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਾਲ ਸ਼ਾਂਤ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਸੁਣੋ ਲਿਸਨ ਪੀਸਫੁਲੀ ਬਟ ਇਫ ਸਮਨ ਸੈਜ਼ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਮਨਮਤ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਏਬਲ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਇਹ ਮਨਮਤ ਬੋਲ ਗਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਹੁਣ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਛੱਡ ਦੇਣੀ ਹੈ ਹੁਣ ਨਾਓ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅਨਫੋਰਚੁਨੇਟਲੀ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਕੁਆਲੀਫਾਈਡ ਦੇ ਹੈਵਨਟ ਲਰਨਡ ਵਿਦਿਆ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਹੈਵਨਟ ਲਰਨਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਜ਼ ਅਰਥ ਆਫ ਦੇਰ ਬਾਣੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਸਿਟ ਔਨ ਸਟੇਜ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਲ ਟਾਕ Or even if somebody, maybe the state secretary can say something. You have to try your best to be able to understand, is this person saying from their own opinion, or is this truly from Guru Sahib Ji's, according to the Gurmat? So if somebody tells you, tusi amrit na chako, je koi keh deve, you have to realize, ek banda jhooth bol gaya. Eh gal assi sunni ni, eh assi dhyan ni dena, we're not going to remember that thing. We have to take the good from that opportunity. And nowadays, a lot of people are speaking against the Sri Guru Gobind Singh Maharaj Bani. So you have to be able to say, no, I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to take that vichar home with me. Because nobody is perfect. People are bound to make mistakes. But however, it is a responsibility of an actual proper gyani, Gurmukh Katha Vachak, to do something within Gurmat and not their own mat. So galti kisa to vi ho sakdi ha. Tusi sangat nirna karna. You're going to make that decision is, oh, that person spoke something wrong. I'm not going to take that. But baki main sun lena. Baki main dhyan dena. Try your best. And if you do, if you're not sure, you can do ardas to Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj or you can Guru Gurmukh and ask them for to be clear. The 13th guna, Guru Sahib Ji dasde han, ਸਰੀਰ ਦੀ ਪਵਿੱਤਰਤਾ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਾਓ ਜੇ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਾਣਾ ਆ ਔਰ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਗੋਨਾ ਈਵਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਮਨਸ ਹਾਊਸ ਔਰ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਦ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਹੈਵ ਮੇਡ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਯੂਵ ਟੇਕਨ ਅ ਬਾਥ ਐਟ ਲੀਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਟੇਕ ਅ ਬਾਥ ਇਨ ਦ ਮੋਰਨਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਕੇਸ ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਡੋਨਟ ਨੋ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੈਟ ਆਲਰੇਡੀ ਬਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹਨ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਦੇ ਦੇਰ ਅ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਕੈਨ ਨੈਵਰ ਅਬੈਂਡਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਥਰੀ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਨਾਮ ਦਾਨ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਕੈਨ ਨੈਵਰ ਗੋ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ We're supposed to be doing Naam Simran, Swas Swas, as much Dhyan as you can. As much Simran, your Simran should always be going on in your mind. We should try our best to do that. Dhan, we should be having a giving attitude, a giving mentality. And not just giving things, but giving pyar. And we talked about earlier about sharing, Vandike Shakana, having that intention, having that belief that you want to give others and be very kind and gracious and have daya. Ishnan. The definition of Ishnan is not to go and take a bath. The definition of Ishnan is not to go and take a shower. Ishnan da arth eh ni pinna liya. Nahi. Gurmukhane eh dasya aya. Ishnan means something which is done which cleans the body and the mind. So how is Ishnan possible? When if you're standing in the shower and you're taking a shower, you're also doing Simran. ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਵੀ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਵੀ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਕਰਨਾ ਅਤੇ ਨਹਾਉਣਾ ਫਰਕ ਆ ਸੋ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਕਰਦਾ ਵਿਚ ਮੀਨਸ ਨਾਲ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰੋ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰਮੰਤਰ ਜਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੂਲ ਮੰਤਰ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ Simran karo. That's one thing a Guru Sikh should have done on a daily basis before you go to the Gurdwara Sahib, or if you're sitting with any Gurmukh, make sure you Guru Sahib ji kehnde sareer di pavitrata wal vi dhyan dena. The 14th guna, 14th quality that Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji Maharaj wants the Sanghas to have as a listener is pakhand ni karni. Don't do pakhand. And don't fake that you're really into the vichar. Don't show off to others that I really understood that, or I know this, I know that. Pakhand ni karni. And whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly. Have a good intention behind it. Guru Gobind Singh Maharaj even writes in Bajitra Natak that some people close their eyes in Sangat and they're showing off that I'm such a Gurmukh, I'm listening to Kirtan or I'm listening to Katha with so much attention. They're showing off by closing their eyes. Showing off we can't do because it's not a sign of Nimrata. Ehe garibi di nishani nahi. So tusi bad to bad koshish ehi karni ha, Nimrata vich rehna. So Guru Sahib Ji kende, eh 14 gunya, these are 14 qualities they want every Gursikh listener to have. I know some of you may be thinking, okay, it's getting kind of dry material, but we're going to go into Sakhi in a minute here. But don't think of this as being dry. Think of this as being very important. You have a question to Guru Sahib, mera man nahi tikda sangat ne eh, then Guru Sikhan ne benti kiti si Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji nu. Sada man shant nahi hunda sangat vich. So Guru Sahib Ji ne dasya, see, these are the 14 qualities I want you to have in your mind. And what happens when you get these 14? Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji in that prasang continued by saying, whoever listens with these 14 qualities, they have those 14 qualities, what happens to them? They will get gyan immediately. Unnu gyan, unna vich andar auga gyan. Gyan prapt karuge ho. They will get spiritual laha, spiritual benefit, laha prapt karnge ho. Nihal ho jaange. When you're in a state of anand, anand is beyond dukkh and sukh. You're close to Guru Sahib Ji and you're doing simran, you're in a state of nihal, Guru Sahib Ji will guarantee that. So Satsangha Ji, there are Gurmukhs who have these 14 gun. I want to share a sakhi with you of something that happened in Guru Granth Sahib Ji's darbar. Hopefully we can learn from. Gurmukh hai gaya sangat vich. They have all these 14 qualities. One time, there was katha going on. To your left in this picture is Sant Baba Kartar Singh Ji Khalsa Pindranwale. To your left. In the middle is Sant Baba Kartar, maaf karna, Sant Baba Gurbachan Singh Ji Khalsa Pindranwale. In the back is a Sevadar. So these two Mahapurks, as you can see in this picture, they're sitting Guru Granth Sahib Ji Tabya and Katha Ho Rahi Hai. Sant Baba Gurbachan Singh Ji in the middle is doing Katha and Sant Baba Kartar Singh Ji is doing Pathi Seva. So when they do Katha of Gurbani, what they do is the Pathi Singh reads one line of Gurbani and the Katha Bajak Singh will do the Katha. He will explain the meanings of it. So Katha Chal Rahi Sigi. Just like this, Sant Baba Kartar Singh Ji was doing Pathi Seva. Katha chal rahi si, Sant Baba Gurbachan Singh Ji katha kar rahe sige, Sangat dhyan naal sundi si. Now remember, jehdi Guru Sahib Ji di taksaal ya, it's chakravarti, which means it's always moving. It goes to one pend, it stays there for maybe 7-10 days, maybe even a month. They'll do katha, they'll do amr sanchar, they will teach people santhya, and for 1 month, or whatever time they'll stay there, then go to the next pend. They're always on the move, which means chakravarti. So sometimes you go to a Gurdwara Sahib and the Sangat may not have a lot of knowledge about something, or they're just newly into Sikhi. They don't have to listen, they don't get to listen to Katha very much. I'm not sure exactly where they were doing Katha, but Sangat te anna sondi si, te mahan par Katha kar rahe sige. Katha karde karde, Sant Kartar Singh Ji read this Gurbani Pankti. Nimakhana Bisro, Hoye morete, maaf karna, hiye morete, bisrat jai, hao mart. And Sant Baba Gurbachan Singh Ji did this arth, he did the meanings of this Gurbani Pankti. They said that if we forget Vaheguru Ji, even for an instant, a split second, by forgetting Vaheguru, it's like we're dying. Asi mar jane. Asi kenne ni siri, maaf karna, asi padde ni hege, rara saav de vich roj, ਆਖਾਂ ਜੀਵਾ ਵਿਸਰੈ ਮਰ ਜਾਓ. ਇਫ ਆਈ ਅਟਰ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀਜ਼ ਨੇਮ, ਇਫ ਆਈ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ, ਇਟਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਆਮ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ. ਬਟ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀਜ਼ ਨੇਮ, ਆਮ ਡਾਇੰਗ, ਆਮ ਡੈਡ. ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਪੰਕਤੀ, ਨਿਮਖ ਨਾ ਬਿਸਰੋ ਹੀਏ ਮੋਰੇਤੇ, ਬਿਸਰਤ ਜਾਈ ਹਉ ਮਰਤ. ਸੰਤ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਪੰਕਤੀ ਪੜ੍ਹੀ ਅਤੇ ਸੰਤ ਗੁਰਬਚਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ ਕਥਾ ਕਰ ਲਈ, ਇਹ ਕਥਾ ਕੀਤੀ, ਇਹ ਅਰਥ ਕੀਤੇ. ਦੈਨ ਵਟ ਹੈਪਨਡ? ਦ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਲਾਈਨ, ਸੰਤ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਵਾਸ ਸਪੋਸਡ ਟੂ ਰਿਸਾਈਟ ਇਟ. ਅਗਲੀ ਪੰਕਤੀ ਬੋਲਣੀ ਸੀਗੀ, ਪਰ ਹੀ ਡਿਡਨਟ, ਬੋਲੇ ਨਹੀਂ. ਸਾਰੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਇਜ਼ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ, ਅਤੇ ਚੁੱਪ ਹੋ ਗਏ, ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੋਲਿਆ. ਸੰਤ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਦਿਸ ਸਪੋਸਡ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਦ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਲਾਈਨ, ਬਟ ਹੀ ਡਿਡਨਟ. ਸੰਗਤ ਇਜ਼ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਕੇਅਰਫੁਲੀ, ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਵਟ ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਸੈਡ? ਇਹ ਸਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਸੰਤ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਪਾਠ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਏ. ਜੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਠ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤਾਂ ਰੁਕ ਗਏ, ਦੇ ਸਟੋਪਡ. ਸੰਤ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਪਾਠ ਕਰਨ ਰੁਕ ਗਏ. ਪਰ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਸੰਤ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਚੀਰਾ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਜਸਟ ਅਨਦਰ ਪਿਕਚਰ, ਬਟ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਦੇ ਕਲੋਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਆਈਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਇਨ ਡੀਪ ਸਿਮਰਨ. ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੁਰਤ ਲੱਗ ਗਈ ਸੀਗੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ. ਨਾਓ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਜ਼ ਕੰਪਲੀਟ ਸਾਇਲੈਂਸ ਐਂਡ ਸੰਗਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਪਾਠ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਿਆ, ਵਟਸ ਹੈਪਨਿੰਗ? ਦੈਨ ਸੰਤ ਬਾਬਾ ਗੁਰਬਚਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਸਪੋਕ, ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਸੰਤ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਪਾਠ ਨਹੀਂ ਭੁੱਲਿਆ. ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਠ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ. ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸੰਤ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ, ਇਹ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਸਾਰੇ 14 ਗੁਣ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ. ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਆਲ 14 ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਅ ਟਰੂ ਲਿਸਨਰ. ਸਾਰੇ 14 ਗੁਣ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸੇ ਹਨ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਬਖਸ਼ੇ ਹੋਏ ਹਨ. ਅਤੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਹੋਇਆ, ਸੰਤ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਬੈਠੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਪਾਠੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆਹ ਪੰਕਤੀ ਬੋਲੀ ਗਈ ਸੀਗੀ, ਨਿਮਖ ਨਾ ਬਿਸਰੋ ਹੀਏ ਮੋਰੇਤੇ, ਬਿਸਰਤ ਜਾਈ ਹਉ ਮਰਤ. ਦੈਟ ਵਨ ਯੂ ਫੋਰਗੈਟ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਫਰ ਇੰਸਟੈਂਟ, ਫੋਰ ਗੈਰਿੰਗ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਡਾਇੰਗ. ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਹੈਪਨ ਟੂ ਸੰਤ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਹੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਵੰਸ? ਹੀ ਲਿਸਨਡ, ਹੀ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੂਡ, ਹੀ ਐਕਸੈਪਟਡ, ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਡਿਡ ਹੀ ਡੂ? ਹੀ ਫੋਲੋਡ ਰਾਈਟ ਔਨ ਦ ਸਪੋਟ, ਰਾਈਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਸਿਮਰਨ. ਹੀ ਕੁਡਨਟ ਸਟਾਪ, ਹੀ ਕੁਡ ਨਾਟ ਸਪੀਕ ਫਰਦਰ. ਹਿਸ ਧਿਆਨ, ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਵਾਓ, ਐਸ ਲੌਂਗ ਐਸ ਯੂ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਫੋਰਗੈਟ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਫੋਰ ਇੰਸਟੈਂਟ, ਇਟਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਡਾਇੰਗ. ਹਿਸ ਧਿਆਨ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਇਨ ਟੂ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਸੋ ਮੱਚ, ਉੱਥੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੁਰਤ ਲੱਗ ਗਈ. ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਅਨਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊ ਦ ਪਾਠ. ਐਂਡ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਟ ਸੰਤ ਬਾਬਾ ਗੁਰਬਚਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਸੈਡ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਟ ਹੈਪਨਸ. ਈਵਨ ਗੁਰੂ, ਮਾਫ਼ ਕਰਨਾ, ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਅਸ ਦਿਸ, ਦੋਜ਼ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਦੈਟ ਹੈਵ ਆਲ 14 ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਜੀਵਨ, ਦੇ ਬਿਕਮ ਨਿਹਾਲ, ਦੇ ਅਟੇਨ ਲਾਹਾ, ਦੇ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਗਿਆਨ ਰਾਈਟ ਅਵੇ. ਨਾਓ ਲੈਟ ਮੀ ਸ਼ੋ ਯੂ ਦਿਸ ਪਿਕਚਰ ਵਾਂਸ ਅਗੇਨ. ਸੰਤ ਬਾਬਾ ਗੁਰਬਚਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਦੇਖੋ, ਓਨਲੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੋ ਸੰਬੰਧੀ ਅਵਸਥਾ. ਓਕੇ, I am no person to tell you where someone stands, but many, many Gurmukhs in the Panth, many, many Namabhyasis, they have said that they had attained Brahm Gyan. So we have a Mahapurkh here who is doing Katha without any other motive in mind, only motive is to do Guruji Seva. We have a Mahapurkh on the left side who has no other motive but to do Guruji Seva, to do Pathi Seva. So you have a Mahapurkh doing the Katha, a speaker who has all the 14 guns. You have a listener who has all 14 guns. Where are they sitting now? Guru Granth Sahib Ji is tabya, doing seva of Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Three, first of all, you're sitting in the charan of Samrat Kalyug De Bohit Guru, the Guru Maharaj of the entire Sansara universe. You're sitting in their god. Now the speaker is a Gurmukh, Mahapurkh. The listener is a Mahapurkh. Perfect situation. What result do you get? The exact result Guru Hargobind Sahib Maharaj told us. Those 14 guns are present in the speaker and the listener. There is complete anand and nihal there. And that happened to Sant Baba Kartar Singh Ji. Now, we cannot think that, chalo, mere ko gun hai nahi inne, mainu to hona nahi edda. No, we can't think that way. During today's vichar, as we covered all 14 qualities, in the beginning we had asked you, compare to yourself. What do you have? What do you not have? Try, make that uddam, make that effort to do it yourself. But most importantly, ardas karo. Guru Sahib Ji, okay. Guru Sahib Ji, asi thode ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਡੇ 'ਤੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਯੂਰ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਮੋਰ ਫਰੋਮ ਯੂਰ ਸੰਗਤ, ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਐਸ ਮੱਚ ਦ ਮੋਸਟ ਲਾਹਾ ਪੋਸੀਬਲ, ਵੱਧ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਅਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਸਕੀਏ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਤੋਂ, ਸਾਡੇ 'ਤੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ। ਐਂਡ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ, ਦ ਮੋਸਟ ਗ੍ਰੇਟੈਸਟ ਥਿੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਗੈਟਸ ਅ ਮਨਮੁੱਖ ਮਾਇੰਡਡ ਪਰਸਨ ਐਂਡ ਮੇਕਸ ਦਮ ਇੰਟੂ ਗੁਰਮੁੱਖ, ਇਟ ਕੈਨ ਟੇਕ ਲੈਸ ਦੈਨ ਅ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ। ਬਲਿਹਾਰੀ ਗੁਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਦੇਹੜੀ ਸਦਵਾਰ, ਜਿਨ ਮਾਨਸ ਦੇ ਦੇਵਤੇ ਕੀਏ ਕਰਤ ਨਾ ਲਾਗੀ ਵਾਰ। ਇਟ ਡਿਪੈਂਡਸ ਔਨ ਬੀਂਗ ਬਲਿਹਾਰ। ਬਲਿਹਾਰ ਮੀਨਸ ਬੀਂਗ ਅ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸ, ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸ? ਨਾਟ ਜਸਟ ਯੋਰ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਯੋਰ ਬਾਡੀ, ਬਟ ਯੋਰ ਮਤ, ਯੋਰ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ, ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਦੇ ਦਿਓ। ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਕੈਨ ਮੇਕ ਯੂ ਫਰੋਮ ਅ ਪਰਸਨ ਵਿਦ ਨਨ ਆਫ ਦੀਸ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀਜ਼ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਆਲ 14 ਵਿਦਇਨ ਅ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ। ਬਟ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਤਾਂ ਰੱਖੋ, ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਦੈਟ ਫੇਥ। ਸੋ ਸਾਧਸੰਗ ਜੀ, ਬਿਫੋਰ ਵੀ ਰੈਪ ਅਪ ਹਿਅਰ, ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਗਗਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਸਪੀਕ ਇਨ ਫੋਰ ਅਬਾਊਟ 15-20 ਮਿੰਟਸ ਐਜ਼ ਵੈਲ ਟੂ, ਬਿਫੋਰ ਹੀ ਸਪੀਕਸ, ਜਸਟ ਅ ਫਿਊ ਬੇਨਤੀਆਂ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਐਂਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਮਾਈਸੈਲਫ। We are very, very fortunate to have this opportunity where you can come here, and on a weekly basis you get to come here, paath kita janda sangat vich yuru rehra sahab da paath dinan sariye, and on a weekly basis you get to go through a program where Sikh history is covered, Guru Sahib ji's history is covered, gurbani's meanings are covered, yatra of many gurdwara sahibs are covered. Not just in speaking, but also visually, you get to see the presentation that Pradeep Singh, that they do on a weekly basis. Sade change pa aa gaya that we have even exposure to such a program. My request to you, build a stronger relationship with this program. We're very fortunate to have that. When you are sitting here, fight with your mind. Fight with your mind to be focused. Your mind's going to wander away. Fight with it. Khalsa soye jo kare nit jang. You have come here. You've taken the time to, your parents have driven you here, some of you. Some of you have driven here yourself. You've already taken out that time. Now why not utilize that time as much as possible? We have so much technology. We can go and download these kathas later on, but bato bad laab uthao, fayda uthao tusi. We're very fortunate to have that. And remember earlier we talked about one of the guns where Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji Maharaj said, you should have that excitement and that urgency to go listen to Vichar. Urgency. So you know what time the Katha program starts. Try to come there before. And not, so you're not in a hurry. You're not in a panic. When you come, your mind has at least a few minutes to become shant. The best way to become shant is to read Gurbani, of course, and to be here during the paath. But at least before the Katha starts, early avo, come and utilize your time, because I don't know of any other city in the world that has a weekly program like this in English. I don't know of any other city. And they may have other weekly programs in English, but not on a weekly basis. And we're very lucky to have Bhai Pradeep Singh Ji do that seva here. He dedicates his entire week focusing on what he's going to speak on Saturdays. It's a lot of dedication. ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੱਧ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਆਪ ਵੀ ਲਾਹਾ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੋ ਅਤੇ ਬਾਕੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸੋ, ਟੈਲ ਅਦਰਸ, ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਲਰਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਟੂ। ਐਂਡ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਭਾਈ ਪਰਮਿੰਦਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ, ਵਨ ਹੀ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਕਥਾ ਇਨ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼, ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਆਈ ਵਾਜ਼ ਫੋਰਚੂਨੇਟ ਇਨਫ ਟੂ ਲਰਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਭਾਈ ਪਰਮਿੰਦਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ, ਦ ਫਾਊਂਡਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਅਕੈਡਮੀ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਦਿਸ ਆਈਡੀਆ ਆਫ ਸਟਾਰਟਿੰਗ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਕਥਾ, ਇਟਸ ਅ ਸਟਾਰਟ, ਇਟਸ ਅ ਸਟਾਰਟਿੰਗ ਪ੍ਰੋਸੈਸ, ਵੀ ਵਾਂਟ ਦ ਯੂਥ ਟੂ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਵਟ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਇਜ਼, ਬਟ Once they develop a relationship with Sikhi, they should shift over to Gurmukhi in Punjabi. But don't get stuck in the English only. Start listening to Katha in Punjabi. Start going to the Gurdwara Sahib, listen to history Katha, that you'll be able to understand Gurbani better. When you listen to a Shabad, your vocabulary in Gurmukhi in Punjabi is going to increase. You're going to be able to understand the meanings of the Shabad on your own, to a certain degree, obviously, because no one can be 100%. But you know what I'm saying here. Don't just stick to Punjabi, maaf karna, English. Try hard and go to Punjabi and Gurmukhi. We have to make that effort. This is just a shuruaat. But I'm sure Bhai Pradeep Singh Ji, the topics that he covers on a weekly basis are very deep as well too. And he does speak in Punjabi. And of course, he goes over many of the Shabads and he asks you to recite them. We're very fortunate to have that. I come here to learn. I don't come here to just to I'm not a speaker like Pradeep Singh is. So when I was given this opportunity to speak here, I can't teach you anything. All I can do is these 14 gun, this is for myself as well too, and also for next week when Pradeep Singh does do vichar, to see what to what hor laha le sakde ho. Thode layi bhala hove. So at the end, all we can do is do ardaas. And do ardaas to Guru Sahib Ji, is that Guru Sahib Ji, Gur Sikhi Bakhsho, Khalsa Jeevan Bakhsho. And remember, taking Amrit is the beginning. You are able to become a Khalsa. And hopefully over time and mehnat and effort and Bakhsho should become, you can become a Khalsa. But you don't become a Khalsa the day you take Amrit. The day you get into university doesn't mean you're done your degree. It's your beginning. You can hopefully become a Khalsa. Maharaj agar ardaasan kariye. Khalsa Jeevan is very uccha jeevan. It's a great jeevan, a great lifestyle. And it's a lifelong journey for many of us. But a lot of us, it can be done very quickly if we do that ardaasan, have that sharda and faith in Guru Sahib Ji. Now, Bhai Gagan Singh Ji will be doing a presentation on the Mahanta of Sangat. Because these guna that we talked about Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji Maharaj, maaf karna, Guru Sahib Ji talked about this in Sangat and how you can get these qualities in Sangat. And remember, asi jadon Gurdwara Sahib jaane aa, we have to convince this mind to be focused. You may need to think of this picture. Is Guru Sahib Ji is physically sitting there. Guru Granth Sahib Ji is knowing everything we're doing, thinking. Have that same dar, have that same fear for Guru Granth Sahib Ji that you would for Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji sitting on this takht. Because our Guru Sahib Ji is with us today. They're with us, there's the same jyot. Bato bat satkar karo, thoda pala hor vi hoga. Now, Bhai Gagan Singh will talk about the mahanta, the greatness of coming into Sangat. Because although it's great to do paath and simran on your own, it's very, we should do that. But at the same time, Guru Sahib Ji has also told us the mahanta, the greatness of Sangat as well too. And now for about 15 minutes or so, Bhai Gagan Singh will be doing that vichar.
Satnam Sri Vaheguru Sahib Jiyo. Satnam Sri Vaheguru Sahib Jiyo. Slok Dandat Bandhan Anikbar Sarb Kala Samrath. Dolan Te Rakho Prabhu Nanak De Kar Hath. Atrakhi Gur Par Brahm Taj Par Panch Moh Bekar. Nanak Sowa Radhiya Antana Paravar. Besumar Athah Aganat Atola. Job Lab Ho Tyo Nanak Das Bola. Besumar Athah Aganat Atola. Job Lab Ho Tyo Nanak Das Bola. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa. Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. So, Satsang Ji, we're very lucky and blessed to be here at the Guru Nanak Academy and listen to Bhai Sahib Bhai Tejinder Singh talk about the 14 virtues that a Gursikh, a Srota, should have while listening to Katha or Vichar at the Gurdwara Sahib or with any other Gurmukhs. So, Bhai Sahib asked us to speak on the Mahanta of Sangat, the greatness of Sangat, and how any Gursikh has their life been changed, or how they have become, reached a uccha jeevan, become taken again in a higher avastha. So the first Mahapurakh that I'll talk about is Sant Teja Singh Ji. Baba Teja Singh Ji, who came to Canada, who came to America, visited a lot of the Western world. Not only was he a sant, not only did he do kamai of sikhi, do vani, do seva, he was an academic. He had a lot of degrees. He went to Harvard University, which is a very prestigious school in the United States. So Baba Teja Singh Ji was born in 1877. And his name before becoming Baba Teja Singh or Teja Singh was Niranjan Singh Mehta. And Baba Teja Singh, he wasn't really into like a Sikhi lifestyle or even a religious lifestyle. He was an atheist. He was really, really critical of religious-minded people or religions. And he thought for himself, and he had a lot of hankar that he knows about everything, or not everything, but he knows, and then God doesn't exist, that he's an atheist, that he knew this in his mind, he had a dhrid. So I'm not sure if any of you have heard the story. Bhai Pradeep Singh has mentioned this a couple of times before in the past. But Bhai Niranjan Singh, as he was known back then, since he has such a very high education, he had a very high profile job at a very prestigious school. And he had a senior position as a teacher. So as it was required for him as a teacher at the school, it was a Sikhi school, it was a Khalsa school, just like the one here in Surrey. And just like the one here in Surrey as well, the teachers and the students, they were required to go to the Gurdwara Sahib every day. So Bhai Niranjan Singh at that time, since he didn't believe in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, he didn't believe in Bani or in God, he didn't want a matha take to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. To him, it was just a book. And he said, matha taking or bowing down to a book is just a worship, idol worship, and he didn't believe in it. So what he would do, he was very clever, he would come before the students would get there. So no one would see him just sitting there, namatha taking. And he would sit in the back. That's why Tejinder Singh said earlier, for all of us to move forward, is a very good point. And he would sit in the back where no one would notice what he was doing. He was just doing his own thing. And also during when there was ardas taking place, he would stand in the back and he wouldn't matha take. What is Nanak Naam, Chardi Kala Tere Paane Sarbat Tapala, people, Sangat would matha take, and he would just stand there and just look forward. And this is really smart, because if he's sitting at the standing in the back, no one would notice him not matha taking. But if he had been in the front and people matha taking, they would have seen him not just standing there. So this went on for a while. He would just stand there and have no prasad Maharaj and Sri Guru Granth Sahib Maharaj. Until one day, what happened was, as the Granthi Singh was finishing ardas, and he said, "Nanak Naam Jardi Gala Tere Paane Sarbat Tapala," there's a sound like a crash, like something hitting the ground, and the students that looked back and they saw that their teacher had fallen on the ground. He had fallen unconscious, and they picked him up and they took him away. And they're like, you know, what happened? Maybe sometimes happens once in a while. Maybe there's too much heat, or maybe he got dehydrated. And they just put it off as that. However, the next day happened again, and it happened, keep happening for a few days. And just like when he used to fall like a log. If you put something like a log upwards and you let go of it and it has no support, it falls down right away and it makes a big noise. And just like this, every day during the ardas, he would fall down. And then when we look at this, we see that he had a lot of hankar in himself, that he didn't believe in God, he didn't believe in Maharaj's authority. And each time he fell, we can see it, Guruji was cutting away his hankar, Guruji was cutting away his karams. Gorka sabd kata kot karam. Where Maharaj's shabd, it cuts away millions of karams. So a few times after he kept falling and falling, he realized inside that there's something, you know, I'm not just falling here. There's not a health issue. There's something spiritual, there's something powerful here. So what he did was, he sought out a sant. He didn't go to a doctor. He went to a religious doctor, if you want, a spiritual doctor. And the Mahapurkh he went to was Baba Shyam Singh Ji. Baba Shyam Singh Ji was a Mahapurkh. He used to do kirtan at Sri Darbar Sahib. And discussing his life is a whole other topic, and can't go into too many details. However, Baba Shyam Singh Ji directed by Niranjan Singh at the time to Sant Atar Singh Ji Mastwane Wale, which you can see here. And Baba Atar Singh Ji, he had done a lot of kamai, he had a lot of seva, and he had brought a lot of gursikhs, given them amrit, and he organized a lot of amrit sanchars. And so Baba Teja, Baba Niranjan Singh at the time, he came to Baba Atar Singh Ji. And Baba Atar Singh Ji, he gave him the Sikhi teachings, told him what gurmat was, and told him to do seva, do simran, do pagati. And so in 1905, Baba Teja Singh, Bhai Niranjan Singh at the time, he took Amrit, and his name was changed to Teja Singh. And Baba Atar Singh Ji told him to go out into the Western world, to go to Canada, to go to England, or America, and to do prachar of Sikhi. And he told him to establish Gurdwara, to do prachar, and he warned him that once he's starting simran, once he's starting pagati, seva, and simran, you get riddhiyan siddhiyan. And he warned him not to indulge in these riddhiyan siddhiyan, these spiritual powers you get. So that was Baba Teja Singh. And he went on to to do a lot of kamai, a lot of prachar, and because of him, a lot of Gursikhs here took amrit. The next next Mahapurukh is Bhai Rama Singh Ji. Bhai Rama Singh Ji was the jathedar of the Akhand Kirtan Jatha of UK. And Bhai Rama Singh, when he was born, he was a Hindu. And but as you can see, he became a Gursikh, and his face is glowing. And you can just tell, from certain Gursikhs, you can just tell from their mukh, their face is always glowing, and you can see how much kamai they have inside of them. And Bhai Rama Singh's story is very, very unique. So he's born in 1930. He's born as a Brahmin into a high caste of Hindus. And even from a young age, when he was born, the Hindu faith, they believe in the astrological signs, the stars. And the Pandit had checked the signs. He had told his father that your son is going to be really religious-minded, really spiritually-minded. So when Paisa was 8 years old, he heard a katha by Baba Ratan Singh, Ratan Das. It was in a Gursikh, Baba Ratan Das. And well, in the katha, what he said was that there are 8.4 million species, Junes, in the world. And that if you get stuck in these, it takes millions of years to get out of the Junes. That you should take this chance we have, this body of a human that we have, this June, to use this to get closer to God, become one with God. And so Bhai Rama Singh, what he thought in his head as an 8-year-old, he said that, you know, I'm a human right now. I don't want to get stuck in these 8.4 million life species, these Chrasilak. And he's like, why don't I do Kamai? Why don't I do Simran? So he left his home and he went to a jungle. And what he did was he did job of this Hare Rama for 3 days in straight Siddha. He didn't stop. He didn't have any thirst. He didn't have any book. He didn't feel like his gurd didn't start hurt, like our gurd didn't start hurting or our knees or back. He sat there straight. However, throughout the 3 days when he was doing this japa of Hare Rama, there was always a voice in the back of his head that said, without the true guru, there is no salvation in life. With such a guru to bina, the perfect guru, you can't get saved in this life. But he didn't really pay attention to it. He knew it was there and he just put it off. And he kept doing for 3 days. This is bhakti. So later on in his life, Bhai Sahib, he went to Delhi to get a job. And he got a job and he was staying in a hotel room. And in the hotel room, there were two gutke of Sri Sukhmani Sahib. One was in Hindi, one was in Gurmukhi. And Bhai Sahib, he took the Hindi gutka sahib because he couldn't read Gurmukhi because he was born into a Hindu family, he was a Hindu. And he read Sri Sukhmani Sahib for 21 days while he was at the hotel. And he for the first time, he felt so much peace, so much ras, so much happiness that he hadn't felt before. And this was from Sri Sukhmani Sahib. And even we know that a lot of Mahapurks, they have always recommended doing at least a Sukhmani Sahib every day. And even the Mahapurks themselves, they have done the Sukhmani Sahib themselves. So what happened with Bhai Sahib, even though he started doing Pat, he started doing Sri Sukhmani Sahib, he wasn't a Gursikh, he was still a Hindu, he still cut his hair, he didn't keep his hair. And he still indulged in Kaam Kro, Lo Mohankar. He had relationships with other women. And he wasn't following a Gursikh lifestyle because he really didn't know about it. He just knew about the part about Sri Sukhmani Sahib. So one time when he was in his when he was in a train, he was traveling somewhere. And he fell asleep. And in his dream, there was a voice that said that your attachments are due to your past deeds. And one day you have to part. The Lord's name is written in your destiny. The place where you're going will be good for you. So there was this voice in his head that said this in his dream. So Bhai Sahib, every day, because he was in a vairag, he wanted a true guru, Sacha Guru. He yearned, Mera Man Locha Guru Darsan Tai. He wanted a guru to learn from, to have darshan, to gain vidya from. So every day he would do simran for hours, and do Sukhmani Sahib for hours every day. And he would go to mandiras, he would go to churches, he would go to different places of religious worship, but he couldn't find a Gurdwara Sahib. It wasn't in his karam yet. But finally one day he did come to a Gurdwara Sahib. And when he went to the Darbar Hall, Maharaji was Prakash, and it was like a magnet, how magnets attract. His head just attracted to Maharaji, his mind, his heart, and he fell at Maharaji's feet, or where we matha take. And then at that time, it was the time for Sri Radha Sahib and the Kranti Singh had Sri Radha Sahib and the Kirtan going on, and the Kathavachak came onto the stage. And the Kathavachak said, the perfect guru is Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. And there was an answer that he had been looking for so many years. For so long, he had been looking for a true guru, and he had found one in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, who was Jagat Guru. So at this time, Bhai Sahib's life moves forward, and he moved to England for his economy reasons or for his job. He moved to England. And when he arrived in England, he was given a Nitnem Gutka. It was the first Nitnem Gutka. He had a Sukhmani Sahib Gutka, but this was the first time he had gotten a Nitnem Gutka. And Bhai Sahib, he still wasn't a Gurusikh. Even though he had found such a Satguru, a Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, he still cut his hair. He still shaved. And he wasn't a Gurusikh. He hadn't taken Amrit yet. So Bhai Sahib, after he received the Gutka Sahib, he started doing Mool Mantra, the job, and he started doing Simran as well. And after 10 months of doing this, he got Riddhinga Siddhinga. And the Riddhinga Siddhinga are spiritual powers once you get. And these powers, we get them, they're a test to see if we use them. Because if we use them, it's very hard to not use them anymore. We get indulged in them. So after a while of staying in England, Bhai Sahib had made some friends, and they had planned a trip to Germany. So the people that were going with Bhai Sahib, there was a brother and a sister who were Christian. There was an Israeli girl and a Punjabi and Bhai Sahib. So when they reached Germany, well, on the way to Germany, Bhai Sahib did Japji Sahib and Chaupi Sahib the whole way there, and he got a lot of laha. However, when they reached the hotel was booked, and it was pretty, there weren't any rooms left, except they found two rooms, and Bhai Sahib was forced to share a room with a bibi that he wasn't married to, her stepri istri. And so even though Bhai Sahib wasn't a Gurusikh, he hadn't taken Amrit, he still did ardas to Guruji, that Guruji, I'm trying to become a Gurusikh, but please protect the honor of your Sikhi. I do not want to sleep in the same room as a bibi. So around Amrit Villa, around 2 a.m., Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj Ji gave darshan to Pai Rama Singh Ji, who wasn't Pai Rama Singh at the time, but Ram. And what Guru Gobind Singh Ji said to Pai Rama Singh was that, take Amrit, that this is my hukam. Guru Maharaj Ji gave him a hukam, that Amrit Shako, Singh Sajo. And he said, not only do you take Amrit, but you should, after you have taken Amrit, you have gotten a vasta, you should do Amrit Sanchar yourself and get other people into the panth. Aap japa avraha naam japavo. So not only do you do paath yourself, do simran yourself, but you get other people to do simran, you get other people into the panth, bring other people into the panth. So after this, Bhai Sahib went on to do a lot of seva, a lot of simran, a lot of prachar of Sikhi. And they passed away on August 1st, 2002. So Bhai Sahib, he wrote an autobiography. It was in Punjabi, but it was translated into English. It was called In Search of the True Guru. And this book, I really recommend, if you should read it. You should get it. You can get it from Satnam Trust at Khalsa School. And it's very, very, you learn a lot. Bhai Sahib, in this book, he talks about Khalsa Raj. He had a dream of how Khalsa Raj would, how he saw it as Khalsa Raj. And before you read that part, you should read the entire book and then read Khalsa Raj part. But I recommend this book. And there was a Bainti that there's a Kharz United Kamai Day tomorrow Sunday at the Elder Grove Border Gurdwara. It starts at 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll be Barney, Simran, and it's only Kharz only, sorry, Sings. And do your Nitnem before you come, before 8 o'clock. So yeah, so as per the academy tradition, we'll do the Malar. So sari sangat na bolna malar phool shamo sri rat ramapat hai karanandit das taharo avgun kot pare aparad avagya dokh nanak bicharo jo ham poot kapu sabhi bid avgun chuk na das chitaro बाहांग है की लाज करो मुझ हे भगवंत दया कर तार हो पौड़ी हे अच्युत हे पार ब्रह्म अविनाशी अगनास दुख पंजन गुण तास हे संगी हे निरंकार हे निर्गुण सब टेक जाके सदा बबेक हे अपरंपर हर हरे हह पी हो वनहार हे शांत के सदा संग ठाकर हाँ दास रो मैं निर्गुण गुण नहीं कोए नानक दीजै नाम दान राखो हिया परोए हे ठाकर हाँ दास रो मैं निर्गुण गुण नहीं कोए नानक दीजै नाम दान राखो हिया परोए सलोक आए प्रभ शरनागति कृपा निध दयाल नानक होत नहाल वाहिगुरु नाम जहाज है चढ़े सो तरे पार कर सेवन दे गुरनार उतार नहार वाहिगुरु नाम जहाज है जो सरदा कर सेव दे गुरु पार उतार नहार वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह।